We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting on the fourth line, in the middle of the fourth line, from the top of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Amar Rav Avol, Kol She'omrim Fei HaMeis, everything they say in front of the mace, you know, by the Kfura, before the Kfura, by the Hesped, Yudea, he knows exactly what's going on. At Yisasa Magoilu, until they close up the Arayin, and close up the Arayin on top, in the ground, they put the sand on top of him, he hears everything. Pligiba, I want to click exactly when this is. Pligiba. Once they close up the caver, he doesn't stand anymore. Until he starts decomposing, he hears and understands everything. It says it's basar and nefesh. As long as the basar is around, nefesh lov tovel. The shikl connected, and he hears and understands everything. And it says, "V'ruach toshav l'kim ashen asana." And the pasuk's mashma, the minute it hits the offer where it came from, it turns into offer and it loses any of its feeling. So the Maravaita talking more about this achamisa. Tana Rabbanan says in the pasuk, we just learned the pasuk, "V'ruach toshav l'kim ashen asana." The ruach, the neshama, goes back to Hashem who gave it to him. What's ashen asana? We know Hashem gave it to him. The pasuk teaching us to know law, you should give it back to Hashem. Just like it was given to you, just like it was given to you, b'tahara. Af'ata b'tahara, give it back pure. And as a marshal to this, marshal melech masodom shechilek big day malchus avodov. A melech gave out special clothing to his servants. Pichush v'hem kiflum. After they wear it, they fold it up, put it in the closet, make sure the creases are nice. V'nichem kufs, they put it into the closet. Tifshin v'hem, holch v'asim alacha, they take it out to work and they kill it. L'yom, b'kush v'melech is kelev. One day, the melech said, can I have my clothing back? The big day melech is back. Pichush v'hem, chzir loy kushen v'hem v'gotsim. He gives it back, they're all fresh and pressed. Tifshin v'hem, chzir loy kushen v'hem v'klochem, they're all dirty. Somach HaMelech Kras HaPichim and Kras HaKras HaTipshin. Hashem is happy from the ghost of the Pichim. Oh, Geshmak, you're giving back the clothing perfectly. And he's angry at the Tipshin. HaPichim Amar, Yenosnu Kelei La'itzeh. I'm going to put the clothing back into the storage house. V'heim, Yelch L'Bateim. They'll go back to the house of Shalom. V'al Tipshin Amar, and the Tipshin, you say, Kli, Yenosnu Kervis, they have to put it into the washing machine, into the Gehenim. V'heim, Yischav Shosh Yisurim. They're going to wait until it's ready. They have to wait. They're not miyushiv until their clothing is ready out of Gehenna. And the Gemara explains it, the Nimshah, a little better. Afikaris Baruch Hu, Aguvin Shal Tzadikim, they gave back, Tzadikim gave back to the Shalom of Pure, Aguvin Shal Tzadikim, Ayma Yavai, Shalom, Yenuch HaMishkavais, let them sit peacefully on their Mishkavas, in their Kvarim. V'an Neshmasam, on the Neshama, Vayimeh, Vayisi Nefesh, Adoin Yitzru, V'tzar HaChayim. That Hashem puts the Nefesh under him, next to Hashem, Ramesh, next to the Kisa HaKavod. Aguvin Shal Rishon, Moimeh, Ain Shalom Amah Hashem Hashem. There's no Shalom. V'an Shmasam, Moimeh, V'es Nefesh, Ayvecho, Yikalena, V'soch Kavakel. He puts them into the slingshot, and they have a lot of Tzaros, the Nefesh, and they don't go into the Oitzah HaChayim. They don't go into the Oitzah HaChayim, they're Rishon, they have to go through Gehenna. Look more about Tanya, Moimeh, Moimeh, Shmasam, Shaldikim, Gnuz, Tavos, Kavakavod. The Neshamas of Tzadikim are hidden under the Kisa HaKavod. Shnema, Vayisi Nefesh, Zanin, Shuru, B'Shar HaChayim. That Hashem puts the nefesh next to him, next to the kisa covered. V'shal Risham, Zemeis Ve'leches, the Risham are like in jail, and they are not comfortable, they're not settled at all, not settled. There's the more malach on this side of the world, malach that side of the world. They throw the Risham on one end to the other end. Lot of tzar. Shenema, v'yis nefesh, v'yivecha yikalenem sech kafakela. And the nefesh oivecha, the enemies will go into kafakala. Omalei Rav Rav Nachman, he asked him, "Shall bein nimai?" He told me, "Tzadikim go to the kisa kav." The Rishon, they go into the slingshot. They go back and forth across the world. A lot of tzar. What about the bein? Omalei ika shechivna. He says, Rav Nachman said, "I have the answer. Imagine if I would have died. Loim lechulim hamus. I wouldn't have told you this." Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Elu ve'elu." Both the neshamas of Risham and both the neshamas of Beinim, leduma nimsarim. They're given to a duma. Duma is a certain malach who takes care of the neshamas. Halalu, the Beinim, yeshla menoyach. They have menoyach. They're not next to kisei kava, but they're comfortable in the duma's hands. Halalu ilam menoyach. They have no menoyach. They have no rest. And they get thrown from place to place. But the duma takes care of those neshamas. They have to go to the Gehenna, they have to get purified maybe. But they're settled. The Risham, they're not settled. Even tzaddikim will be offer one day. Dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'yashav afal aretz kishahaya. They're going to turn, the neshama turn to the offer like it once was. And even a guf of a tzaddik also was once offer. So the Gemara is mashmir that every single tzaddik turns into offer. Gemara brings a ma'isa, we'll see it's not so pashut. So Gemara ma'isa, Hanukkah poloi davakapi bar Rav Nachman. There was these diggers who were working in Rav Nachman's field. Rav Nachman hired some landscapers, do a little landscaping job, and in the middle of digging, all of a sudden, nachabuhu, Rabbi Chai bar Yishai, all of a sudden while they're digging, they hear a grunt. And they banged into a caver. And it was and the corpse was talking. It was Rav Chaya bar Yoshua. Also, Rav Nachman told Rav Nachman, by the way, there's someone talking in the ground. Nocha ben Gabra, someone was talking. Also, Rav Nachman running. Vamalei told the guf, the mace, who was there, Maniuma, who are you? Amalei, I know Achaya bar Yoshua, which was a big amur early on. Rav Nachman didn't know him. Amalei, so Rav Nachman tells the mace, but Lav Amar Rav Mari, didn't Rav Mari say that even Tzaddikim will turn into Afra? How can you be so complete? Amalei, Umani Mari, I don't know who Mari is. Deloye Donnelly, I don't know him. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, okay, you don't know Rav Mari, but it's a pasuk in Kehelas. Amalei, that Kaya Kehelas like Kaya Mishlei. You learned Kehelas good, but you didn't learn Mishlei. In Mishlei it says, Zechsiv, Urekav Atzomei Skina. You know what causes a person to decompose? That's the kinna he has when he's alive. Kom is just a kinna believer, it's better to keep him. Anyone has kinna, jealousy, his bones rot. Kosh ain't like kinna believer, if someone does not have jealousy, ain at smoisavar kivim, his bones will stay whole, won't decompose. And he said, Rav Al-Khair says, I was a big tzaddik, I didn't have any kinna, therefore I'm still whole. Gash Hashem, Nachman Taka moved him a little bit, and he saw Chaz, this way, Mashash, he saw his mamash complete. Amalei, lake him alagav the base. Why don't you just go home? His mom should look like alive. Amalei, goes died. I feel like you're going to be it looks like you didn't even learn Nevi'im. I saw you don't learn Mishlei, but Nevi'im I thought you know. You don't know Nevi'im. The Chassid says in Nevi'im, it says in Yecheskel, V'yadatem kani Hashem bepischi es kvuruseichem. Hashem is the only one who gives the right to open the kvarim. We can't leave without Hashem's permission. Amalei, so Nachman has one more question to him. The Chassid, ki ofa atav ofa toshuv. It says that on Adam Rishon, ki offer at Vav Toshav, it sounds like on everyone. This is it's not Mechalak and Stigam Rishon. Amalei, Yahu, Shaach, I was going to Tiras Mason. Right before Tiras Mason, I'm turning to offer. And like the Ramchal says, that the Guf has to go through a process of decomposing in order to be able to be Mezakech, to Mekabel, to have the Tikkun HaShalem. But that will happen right before Tchias Amesim. But until then, it will be complete. And Taka, we see over the years that a lot of tzaddikim that they opened up the kvarim of tzaddikim and saw they were Taka complete. You see, if they don't have any kinna in their life, they will be complete. Only right before Tchias Amesim will decompose. Only who tzaddik l'rav uvo amritu. You say neshamas of tzaddikim lose the task of covered. You say that the neshama of tzaddikim are under the kisei cover. That's what they put. That's what they're stored. So how there's a story, we know there's a story about Shmuel and by Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, after Shmuel died, wanted to go to war. He wasn't sure. He couldn't, the Urim Tum wasn't talking to him. So he brought up Shmuel HaNavi through the Kishef called Oiv. And the question is, how can you do that? If his Neshama was under the Kisei HaKavod story, they had to bring it here. Almost to Garvo, I'm researching Shmuel so they can lose the Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Over Tamya, the Oiv with the bones, Heche Afkir Shmuel Begidah, how do you bring up Shmuel with Kishef? Amalei, so Rav answer, a very important thing. It was within 12 months of Shmuel's death. The Tanya, the first 12 months, his guf is kayim, and his shmasai oylovi redas. It goes up and down. It hovers around the cave sometimes. And that's why we say kaddish, that's when the first 12 months a person dies, you can learn mishnayis for him, and you can say kaddish for him, is a big effect, because he's still a little connected to this world. It goes up, doesn't come back down. That's when it's stored under the kisei kavod. But until 12 months, there's still a stickle shaykhis in. That's when he's able to bring Shmuel back over here. Tosfos speaks out, top Tosfos, that even though after 12 months it can't come down, if they want to come down, because you find Rav Chaya bar Yishaya has a stickle neshama who's talking then, and it brings another raya from the Gemara Chaskabatim, talking about Eliezer Eved Avram that was still around protecting Maras Achpela. Could be there are stories like that. Look at Tab Tosfos. But the Ma'aseh Pashas after 12 months, the neshama has not come down.